Like every time we are jumping back into our church calendar and stuff, I feel like a new holiday gets added, or maybe I just missed it. But I feel like the years are progressively moving quicker and quicker, because I don't remember Christ the King Sunday showing up this quickly. But it's here, and we're celebrating that today, and it's a great reminder that Christ is King. We see this interesting passage where there's kind of this conversation between Pilate and Jesus, and honestly, it just feels like Pilate is just trying to trick Jesus into admitting to something that he may not have done, or something just to make his job as a judge or politician or whatever it may be a little bit easier. But as I was prepping for this passage this week, anytime I'm preaching, I'll randomly talk to random friends about church, whether they're church people or not, just to kind of figure out what they understand about Christianity or the Bible. And so I was talking to some friends that I play video games with this week, and they actually hit me with a question when I told them that I was preaching. They asked me, because they're around my age or younger, and if you see news and stuff, there's all these articles about millennials and the next generation of people like leaving the church. So they asked me, why are you still there? Why do you still attend church? Why are you a part of it? And for me, I think it's because church, specifically this church and our liturgy that we've grown and developed, it's become such a constant for me in a world that is not constant. These last couple years have been inconsistent for a lot of us. And so for me, I've been realizing that church and my faith, it changes, it moves, it ebbs and flows, but it is my constant. I have other constants in my life that I'm thankful for, but my faith is like the one that I can look at. I can go, that's it. That's a constant. God is constant. Christ is constant. And so that was the answer I gave him. And so as I was thinking about this passage this week, I was trying to figure out, what do I talk about with Christ the King Sunday? We have this interesting conversation between Jesus and Pilate where they're talking about Christ's kingship. And honestly, I got a lot of great perspectives from Mary Beth this week. Matt sent us a tweet that was really good, so I'm going to share those real quick. Mainly the tweet, just talking about how Christ the King Sunday got implemented, because I certainly didn't know this. But I thought it was really good, and I thought it kind of it captures what I think Christ the King should capture as a Sunday, or as a holiday, and as a reminder. Sorry, I'm just mumbling as my phone loads. So this is the tweet. I don't know Roman numerals. What Pope Pius was that? X1? Is that 11?
11.
11, thank you. Pope Pius XI established Christ the King Sunday in 1925 to counter what he regarded as the destructive forces of fascism and the totalitarian claims of Nazi ideologies. And the idea that a pope, a religious leader, this is what I look at that as. This is a pope or a religious leader trying to remind their people of their identity. I think with our world being inconsistent and all over the place, sometimes our identities get mixed up. I am a diehard Arizona Cardinals fan. I can be a toxic football fan at times. Maybe not the best thing to place my identity into. There are other ideologies that we may find ourselves putting our hearts and souls into that aren't appropriate. So I think one of the first things I'd like to hit on the head, if I can, is that Christ the King Sunday is implemented as a reminder for us of who is king. Who is in charge, if you will. And that Christ's way is peace and love and grace and all these different aspects than what we would expect from a king or a leader. Recently, over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of change in my life. About a month ago, I started a new job. 2 weeks ago, I lost a loved one to COVID. It's just, like I said, inconsistent. And so Christ the King Sunday kind of came out of nowhere for me. Like I said, I didn't realize it was this week. I was sick last week when I was supposed to preach, and Mary Beth was like, hey, do you want to pick up next week? And I was like, sure. And then I was like, oh, it's Christ the King Sunday. But it came at a good time for me, because in this, like, church is a reminder for me or a constant for me. Sometimes you need those little reminders of what is true in your life. And so I think when we say we're celebrating Christ the King Sunday, or it is Christ the King Sunday, we're acknowledging that truth that Christ is King. In a time when maybe we forget it. Maybe we're all over the place, scatterbrained, whatever it may be. I think Christ the King Sunday is not only good for acknowledging Christ as King, but I think it's also good at reminding us of that truth. So when I find myself, like I am right now, in these sort of seasons of loss and mourning, I'm reminding myself and finding comfort in the fact that Christ is King. That there is power in Christ, even in the circumstances that I don't understand. I can find comfort in who Christ is. In the times, seasons of life where we're celebrating and things are going great, we may rejoice in Christ being King. And then in times where we may forget who occupies the throne, I think this day serves as a good reminder that Christ is King. I didn't realize this when I was writing my sermon, but I really liked that. I didn't realize it didn't go to the end of the passage. Pilate ends his conversation with Jesus as he's interacting with Jesus with this question, what is truth? And I think one of the truths that we can take comfort in is that Christ is King. Whether there are times we don't recognize it or others don't recognize it, or what say you? But yeah, join me in prayer, please. Almighty God, we thank you for today, for what this day entails, for what it means. We thank you for Christ and his kingship and what has been done for us. God, I pray that as we kind of move through our weeks and our lives, whether it's constant or inconsistent, God, I pray that we are reminded of the truths that we hold on to. Pray that you watch over us, protect us. I pray that you be with us as we enjoy each other's fellowship this afternoon with our feast. Pray all these things in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.